Dean Gribble grew up in Washington. He began salmon tendering when he was 11 years old, and he spent the past 21 years crab fishing.
I was born a commercial fisherman. It's in my blood. My dad, my family, they've all been in it. Kids grew up having football or baseball players as their heroes, and Ed Crabbers is my heroes.
Gribble hadn't planned to be on the Scandies Rose on New Year's Eve, but a crew member quit in late December, and his friend John Lawler asked him to fill in.
John called me the 28th. I flew up the 29th. We left the 30th, which is my birthday. We sunk the 31st. I was home on the 1st.
Gribble describes it as a whirlwind, what happened between 10 p.m. on December 31st when the crew hit the Mayday button, and 2 a.m. on New Year's Day when he and Lawler were rescued by a Coast Guard rescue swimmer. Gribble was woken up by Lawler yelling that the boat was going down. He says the vessel was taking on ice and listing to the side amid 30-foot seas, well below freezing temperatures and 40-mile-per-hour winds.
I started passing out the suits to everybody. We're listing really hard at this point. And I tried to get my suit on the ground, and I couldn't because I kept sliding down towards the starboard side. And I jumped up in the bench, and I used the armrests as a foothold. And I was able to get my suit on about halfway. and the arm rest that I was using broke. So I started sliding down.
He finally got outside on the deck on his fourth try, and then the generator shut off and the lights cut out.
Now it's just loud. All you hear is the creaking of the steel and, you know, the waves slamming into the boat, and it's sinking, it's going fast.
Gribble helped Lawler get his Gumby suit on, and they tied themselves together with a rope.
The other guys weren't out of the boat. I'm screaming at these other guys. I'm screaming at them to get out of the boat, and they were trying. I was trying to find something to throw back in to so they could use it maybe to climb out. I couldn't find anything because everything was so icy. I couldn't get anything. The boat was going down.
Gribble says he's been involved in searches for lost crews before, and he didn't have any hope that he and his crewmates would survive.
I knew I was going to die. My main concern was just try to get out so maybe they can get my body or something for my family to get closure.
At that point, Gribble and Lawler jumped off the deck and into the water as the rest of the crew remained on the boat.
Now I'm alone in the dark, floating in 20, 30-foot seas. Just any fisherman's nightmare. And I see the boat penciled straight up and down in the air, bow straight up in the air. And then it sinks. My heart dropped. I tried to do everything I could to get those guys out. I tried. I went screaming at him. You gotta get out of the boat.
Then, Gribble saw a fluorescent life raft about 500 feet away, and he and Lawler swam to it. Once inside, they bailed water and waited in the dark for about 4 hours before the Coast Guard found them and took them to the hospital in Kodiak, where they were treated for hypothermia. The rescuers say Gribble and Lawler wouldn't have survived if it wasn't for their suits and the life raft. The search for the Scandies Rose and her remaining crew was suspended less than 24 hours later. It spanned more than 20 hours and 1,400 square miles and included 4 helicopter crews, 2 airplane crews, and the Coast Guard cutter Mellon. The 5 missing fishermen are Gary Cobbin Jr., David Lee Cobbin, Arthur Ganasius, Brock Rainey, and Seth Russo Gano. Dean Gribble is currently home with his family. He says it's going to be a while until he gets back on a boat. In Unalaska, I'm Hope McKenney.